Blog Talk Radio.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Turns out Montel Jordan knows how to do almost everything. And it turns out the Journal is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
This is how...
Oh, I got it, I got it. For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with the Journal.
First of all, I want to say hello to everybody. This is CEO Ola Dunham, the Labor and Gozy. And this young lady is also being nominated, enshrined, and now a lifetime achiever for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame for the class of 2021. I want everybody to give Jerry Petito an outstanding heartfelt congratulations because she's earned every bit of it. She's wonderful. She's outstanding. And here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of Beverly Nation. On air now, guys, from Lagos, Nigeria. That's right. So dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Before I introduce my guest, I want to say something about my incredible producer that you just heard speak. I feel the same way about him. Brother O, he is not only Hall of Fame DJ, he is also Hall of Fame producer internationally, guys. That's right. So, Brother O, I love you. Thanks for the shout out. I feel the same exact way about you. Without you, we would not have this network. So thank you so much. Having said that, guys, you know I always bring it, right? But tonight, the reason I'm so super duper excited about this guest is because I've been trying to bring him on for about a year and a half now, okay, maybe 2 years. I finally got this guy, all right? I do not want to say your name wrong. Anthony, please tell everyone your full name.
My name is Anthony Della Barba.
There you go. Anthony Della Barba. Tell everyone.
It's a mouthful,
a
I know.
I didn't want to ruin your name, not tonight. Tell everyone a little bit about your background.
All right. I just want to thank you, first of all, Jerry, for having me on. It has been a while coming, and I'm so glad I could finally be on with you. But
you're welcome.
Just to start off a little about myself, I'm from the Philadelphia area, Delaware County, to be precise. I've been singing from a very young age. Not many people knew that I sang. I kind of kept it on the down low. But, yeah, my father was in a little band called Lee Andrews and Hearts. Are you familiar with that, Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, he was the guitarist for Lee Andrews and Hearts for a long time. Growing up in a household with somebody who was in a band and grew up around the oldies, we had a jukebox in the house, and that's how everything just got its start.
You're not even. How old are you? You're not even 30, right?
No, I'll be 30 in February.
Right.
So, I'm an old soul. Everybody says.
Yes, I agree. I always say I was born too late. I mean, I'm 60, but I'm still young for the doo-wop and the oldies.
I don't believe that you're. I don't believe you're that age. I think you're 34.
Oh, that's good. That's great. I love you, Aunt. But
Thank you.
You're young. you're young. Before you continue, I got to let everybody know something. Guys, the reason why I pressured this young guy, I'm going to call him a kid, he's not a kid, to be on my show, especially on Beverly Nation, is because we got to get him out there. We got to get him heard. He is off the freaking charts. Okay, when I first met him and saw him do his you did Anthony Bublé. You did Michael Bublé, right, Aunt?
Yes, I was
when I first
trying to impersonate Michael Bublé.
you didn't
did
have to
best.
Try, kiddo. You didn't have to try. You
oh,
were the best
that.
Michael Bublé I've ever seen next to Michael Bublé.
Thank you
so,
very much.
I
never really
–
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just want to give a shout-out, and then the mic is yours. I want to give a shout-out to the two Pats, Pat and Patty. Mention them, and then you take the mic.
I wouldn't be able to do anything without Pat and Patty. I've one hell of a team, and they put it all out there for me, and I wouldn't be anywhere without them. So thank you guys so much for everything you do for me.
Amazing. So now continue. Take the mic.
All right. So, I mean, I grew up singing a lot of doo-wop, and Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin was always playing in the house. Always Sunday with Sinatra was on. Always had inspiration with the Beatles. Beatles were a big inspiration for me growing up. Beatles wouldn't be there without Elvis for you, Jerry. I know you're
right.
That huge Elvis fan.
Yeah,
none of this
baby.
Would be possible without him. So, but my father owned a restaurant in Fallcroft, Pennsylvania, and we would have all the old doo-wop groups in there. And I even sang at, I think I was either 3 or 4 years old, with the Duprees, and that was pretty cool. My father was so happy about that. I think I sang "Have You Heard" with them, and they backed me up. I think we have it on video somewhere, but I'll have to dig that up.
Oh, that must have been incredible, huh?
Yeah, from what I remember, I was so little, but I mean, I hear about it all the time, and not many people can say that they did that at such
right.
a young age.
That's right. That's right. Amazing. So
yeah,
come on,
so.
Let's talk a little bit more. I know I told you to write some bullet points down because I want to give you at least the first good 20 minutes to really tell your story. So talk about
course,
all the
yeah.
important things. Yeah. Talk about all the
so,
important things.
I wanted to touch on the kind of music that I do. So since I grew up with so many different backgrounds of Frank Sinatra and oldies and classic rock and everything, I try to throw all that into my shows. So I give everybody a little taste of everything, even country music. I know I sent you a CD, Jerry, and I have some country song there. Chris Stapleton, I think I have on there.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, I started listening to country music right after high school. Never thought I'd get into it, but it's just the songwriting is just – it's wonderful. They don't write like that anymore. And, I mean – it's just that what I grew up listening to and all the new stuff out now, I try to keep everything current, but nothing's as good as the oldies, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
So, yeah,
I agree.
I mean, I've been singing for as far back as I remember. I remember being in kindergarten and getting in trouble for singing in class, and I didn't even know I was doing it. I'd be doing my work and just singing, and I'd get yelled at. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know I was singing anything. Sorry. And I just, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But so nobody really, like I said, knew I could sing. In high school, I think it was my senior year, I started singing in the talent show. And everybody's like, what? They didn't. They couldn't believe I could actually sing. I've been keeping it secret for so long. And back then, I was singing mostly stuff that, I mean, you wouldn't even think I'd be saying. I'd be Dave Matthews and stuff like that.
Oh.
Then I slowly started listening to Michael Bublé. I'm like, geez, this guy he's really got it, man. He captures everything that these old Rat Pack guys that they all had. And nobody else out there right now just, like, hones in like he does. So I really got stuck on listening to him. And before I knew it, I was, like, singing all of his songs, even the little inflections in his voice I could do, and that actually helped me sing. And I basically taught myself to sing. I had no professional help or anything. So after that, things slowly started to get going. I did little small gigs here and there, bars and restaurants. I was in a classic rock cover band for a while, but, I mean, my heart's always with the oldies. I mean, I consider myself a big ballad guy, and I just have the most fun singing all the old standards and American songbook, stuff like that, and I'm constantly trying to get newer songs under my belt. But and then along comes my buddy Pat Schauer, and he helped me out, and he came out and listened to me one night, and he was very impressed with what he heard, and he asked me if I wanted to open for Doug Church. I'm sure you know Doug Church, Jer.
That's when I met you. It was that night.
And that's when I met the lovely Jerry Petito.
I sat
and
with Patricia. She'll be calling in. Yes.
Yes. And I had so much fun. I didn't realize it could be that much fun. I mean, people were coming up to me afterwards wanting pictures and autographs, and I never thought in a million years that people would want my autograph. That was just like, it blew my mind. But
I was so grateful for that.
I got to cut in
because I have to say something because now I'm excited.
Okay.
Everyone knows Doug Church is one of the most incredible ETAs, of course, and that's why I went. And Patty was so gracious. She treated me. I sat at her table, and it was amazing. But I got to say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You freaked me out and flipped me out more than he did.
You have
to know that. I followed you at the end of the show. I followed you and your wife. She was pregnant at the time. You have a baby. But
yeah,
I was like,
us out
who
for
are
far,
you?
Very off-putting.
It was awkward, wasn't it, right? I was like, wait, hey, I'm not a stalker, I promise. You were off the charts.
Thank you so much.
All right, so continue. I just had to say that.
That was my first real getting up in front of that many people and doing a show. I mean, it was a short opening, but, I mean, it was great for me. I absolutely loved it. I loved touching people with my songs. They're not my songs, but, I mean, I'm glad that people enjoyed it enough where it struck a nerve with them that they would come out after the show and just thank me and say how great I was. And it really warmed my heart. It was really great. But, I mean, and I wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing now without my wonderful team. So, I mean, we have a show coming up, and I'll explain a little bit about that in a minute.
So you know what? Let's play one of your tracks so everyone really can understand why I love you so much, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Here we go. Okay, DJ, Hall of Fame DJ, let's go, baby.
That's life. That's what all people say. Riding high in April, shot down the rain. But I know I'm gonna change that thing. When I'm back on top in June, I say that's life. Funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stopping on the dream. I don't let it get me down, 'cause this final world keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, born and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing, each time I fall. find myself flat on my face. I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. I can't deny it. I thought I was quitting, baby. My heart wasn't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think worth
one single try,
I'd jump right on a big bird. Then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, one and a king. I've been up and down and over and up, and I know a thing. It's time I find myself flat on this face. I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's a life.
That's
life. And I can't deny it. I thought I'd cut out, but my heart won't buy it. And if there's another change, ain't coming here
July.
I'm gonna roam. I'm gonna
roam.
I'm gonna roam myself up in a big ball. And
Ant, you're incredible, man. I go back to your age with what you do with these old songs. It's like you become the character.
I mean, I just, like I said before, they don't write music like that anymore. And I just want to try my best to keep it alive. And Michael Bublé is doing that right now. And, I mean, I feel like he's got the market cornered. And I just want to show the people what I have, too. And I hope to reach that level.
Oh, my gosh. You absolutely are reaching that level. Even that night, you saw how many people came up to you.
Yes.
That was unbelievable.
Like I said,
unbelievable.
It was so much fun. It was a surreal experience for me. Because up to that point, I'd never done anything like that before. It was always just like small little restaurant and bar gigs and nobody's really paying attention. They're all drinking their drinks or eating their food. And I mean, I enjoyed doing that, but nothing beats getting up on stage in front of a bunch of people and just giving everything you have.
But why don't you tell the cute little story you told me today about your little child looking at the TV, please?
Yes, my daughter is going to be 2 soon. And I happen to be on a playlist on YouTube with a bunch of different artists on it, and Michael Bublé came on, and my daughter runs into the room and points at the screen and goes, "Dada, Dada." I'm like, "Honey, that's not Dada, that's Michael Bublé." And she just looks at me and goes, no, Dada, Dada.
That's right.
I was like, oh, okay, well, sorry. Now either my wife has to tell me something, or, I mean, or she hears the similarities.
No, listen, she hears this. The children don't lie.
I know.
If that child could run in there listening to that and think that's her dad, children don't lie.
I'll take it any day of the week.
I have a question, and I ask all my artists who are tribute artists the same question, because when I listen to and watch you guys on stage, if you're really good and you're one of the best, I always think, how are they doing this? Like, did you have to, like, practice in the mirror for hours his moves and the way you move just like him as well? Like, tell us about that.
So I'll be 110% honest with you.
Yes.
I have never impersonated Michael Bublé in my entire life. I never wanted to impersonate Michael Bublé. I was told that I sound just like him, which, I mean, I can't really do anything about that. It's just we sound similar. So when I was approached to do this show and they said, yeah, you'll be impersonating Michael Bublé, I went, uh-oh. So I don't know. It just came out. I had to, I guess, just watch videos of how he moves. And, I mean, I was used to how he moves anyway because I've been watching him for years. Since I've been in high school, I've been watching him. So all the moves that you saw were completely just off the cuff. Nothing was really planned out.
And I believe you, and I think that's why you got me the way you did.
Right.
Because I've seen so many impersonators. You got me the way you did. And I believe you. 110%. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. You're absolutely incredible, Aunt.
thank you so much.
Tell everyone how they can reach out to you. Give your information. I want you to do that now before
we
get another track.
I do have a Facebook and Instagram page. It's Anthony Della Barba Music. I'll spell Della Barba for everybody because it's a pretty – I mean, it's not a tough name, but once you see how it's spelled, you'll be fine. So it's Anthony Della Barba is D-E-L-L-A-B-A-R-B-A, Della Barba. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. And right now, since this – craziness with COVID. Let me just say this, Jer. Everything came to a screeching halt.
I know.
COVID hit. And
I know.
I first got into this right before COVID started. And everything was rolling. It was about to start. I was so excited and nothing happened. It's such a shame. Everything closed down. Shows that I had scheduled got canceled. And so now we're finally picking back up. So we just made the Facebook and Instagram page, and we're going to be trying our best to keep up on that with details of what's going on, what's coming up, any information anybody needs, we'll put it on there. And with that said, I do have a show coming up, and I believe it's up near you, Jer.
And I'll be there, baby, with Patty at her table.
Oh, you better be there with bells on. I am going to do some Christmas songs for this show.
Honey, yes, the Hibernians, right?
So this show.
Is that where it's at?
It's at the Hibernian Club, yes.
Yes.
So
all right.
It's December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 1 p.m., at 1 p.m. dinner, and then 2:30 I go on, and it's a nice little dinner show.
Amazing.
I'm hoping everybody can come out.
Well, I'll be there, guys, so come hang out with me. So, guys, we have a caller in queue, and let's take our first caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Wow. Congratulations, Jerry. Congratulations. International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Jerry Petito, on your O&E syndicated station, all-time connection record with your 53rd all-time, your third consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. Congratulations,
oh,
Jerry.
Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Aunt, you helped me get there. We just broke a record, baby.
Oh, wonderful.
We just so, Angela, tell everyone who you are, sweetie.
So I am the host of Walk in Purpose with Angela. Of course, I will be on tomorrow night. So y'all handed me one. Now I have to come behind this. So I'm going to sit back and try to contain myself and get ready for tomorrow. Thank you guys for this amazing show tonight.
Wait, girlfriend. You were also our former commissioner. I love handing my crown over to you. That's why I love us being on the same week. So, you know me, my fingers are crossed. I'd love to hand you the crown tomorrow night.
Well, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, Angela. So, we have another caller, but you helped me get there, Aunt. We broke a record. We'll have the numbers after the show, okay?
Oh, great.
So, we have another caller in queue, baby.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, Patty.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. Tell everyone your full name, first of all.
Okay, it's Patty Villanueva.
Hi, Patty.
And hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I am the Patty of the part of Pat and Patty.
Yep.
Jerry, I just want to, wish you congratulations on your achievement. Nobody else deserves it more than you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Why don't you tell
Absolutely.
Everyone what you think of this young man?
Oh, God. Fabulous. Terrific. I just can't say enough about him. And when you were playing the song, his song, the hair was just going up on my arms.
It's amazing,
it was,
right? And we,
yep.
Patty,
absolutely.
I feel the same way about you. I love you too, and for everything you do for him and me with the shows. And thank you, girlfriend.
Oh, you're very, very amazing. Welcome. And I thank you too. I thank both you guys for trusting me to do what I can do, and to try to help everyone out. And to make it a success, and hopefully, our show will be a success at the Hibernians. It is on though December 12th.
Okay, the 12th.
Right, it's a
okay.
Sunday afternoon. Yes,
that's why he needs you.
That's
what
right.
Do I just say to Patty yet? Come on.
I wouldn't be where I am without Pat and Patty, and she's a rock star, man. So if anybody needs tickets or anything, please. Her number is 609-575-3013. Please call and get tickets. I would love to see everybody there. I'd love to see new faces, familiar faces. I just would love to pack the house and just give everybody a good time. I really would.
Patty, I'm going to be funny now. Did you get your number right? Did he get your number right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, did I get it right,
Patty? Absolutely did.
Patty, we love you. We have another caller, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Patty.
Oh, love you guys. Love you, Anthony. Take care.
Love you. All right,
okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Third caller.
Hello?
Hello, who's calling?
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. Who's calling?
Okay, how are you?
Hi, Pat. Hi, we can hear you. Pat, can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay. Anthony, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Pat, we can hear you.
I don't know if that's Pat or not. That's another caller right there. So, caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
You talking to me?
Yes. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell. Hi, right, this is Nancy from Philadelphia.
Oh, hi, Nancy. We can hear you. Yes.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay. Good. I've been listening to the show, and I wasn't sure if you were actually talking to me or not. Anthony, that song was really incredible. He is such an incredible singer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that.
So how long have you been singing?
I've been singing for, I can't even remember how, as far back as I can remember, I've been singing. Such a very, very young age, probably three.
And you've never had any training or anything?
No, I have never had any professional training or anything like that. I kind of taught myself. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but it's just, I didn't want to, I guess I was kind of afraid to go and put myself out there, go to a vocal coach and everything like that. And so I kind of kept everything to myself and did it behind closed doors. And then I guess in high school is really when I was like, all right, I might as well show everybody I can do this.
Yeah, well, you can definitely do it. So
who is
your biggest fan?
Who's my biggest fan?
Yeah.
Me.
My biggest fan.
Me, right here.
But yeah,
me.
Jerry.
besides your daughter.
And besides Jerry and my daughter, I'd probably say my
yes.
father. My father's my biggest fan. He still tells me, hey, can we go over, go down the basement and, you know, find some new songs to sing? So
oh, that's great.
I think he's my biggest fan.
So your mother doesn't sing with you?
No, my mother doesn't sing with me. It's always been me and my dad.
All right, well good luck on your show.
Well,
thank
you very much,
Nancy, for calling in. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to play another track, Aunt.
Okay, great. Give it to me.
DJ, here we go.
Someday, when I'm awfully alone, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. You're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word tearing my fears apart, and at last that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Don't you ever change, keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it, cause I love you, and the way you look apart, and that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Oh, lovely, don't you ever change, keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it, cause I love you.
That's amazing. Absolutely beautiful. I mean,
thank you so much.
I can't keep saying that, but it's that's how I feel every time I hear you sing. We have another caller, Aunt. You are incredibly popular tonight, so let's take our next caller.
All right.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
All right, caller, you there? Unmute yourself. You got 5 more seconds.
Say hello.
All right, that's fine. Put them back in ice for a second. We take the next caller in queue. Caller, you're on line right now with Jerry Petito and the Jerry Petito Show.
Hello, caller.
Jerry, can you hear me?
Yes. Who's calling?
Jerry, this is Helen Miller from Philadelphia.
Helen, how are you?
How are you?
Hi, Helen.
How are you, Anthony?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah, I remember the first night seeing you also when you opened for Doug Church.
Yes, I remember
you
too.
And you walked
you
down
too.
The
was...
walkway and sang, and then you stopped right in front of me and got on your knees and kissed my hand. I said, "Well, this kid's got it, man. This kid's got it."
Thank you so
but
much.
But you are awesome. You are awesome.
And you're so close
and
by,
looking forward
too.
To this show. What's that, honey?
I said you're so close by, too. You're from Philly, too.
That's right, honey. I am Philly born and raised.
Oh, wonderful.
And not Delaware County, Anthony.
Yeah,
get
sorry.
It right, okay? People say, oh, I'm from Philadelphia. Where are you at? Ridley Park. No, you're not. You're from Ridley Park. You're not from Philadelphia.
That's great.
I am from
Philly. Are you in Ridley Park?
No. I'm in Philly, dummy.
I know, but you just said Ridley Park. I got confused
you're
for a minute
like, just like a man. You don't listen, right?
Just like a man. Just like, I understood you, Helen, okay? I understood you, girlfriend.
I'm glad. Yeah. I am so looking forward to this show in December.
I can't wait
I'm
to see you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
I hope it opens lots and lots of doors for you, honey. I really do, because you deserve it.
Thank you, Helen. I really appreciate that.
No problem. You got to kiss my hand again, okay, though?
There you go. That's right.
I'm going to say my daughter just wanted to know what his name was. It's Anthony Delabarba.
Delabarba. There you go.
Barbara said hello, Anthony.
Hello.
There you go.
Is she coming to the show also?
Beautiful.
No,
that's
she's
beautiful.
Too old, she said.
Too old?
I mean, if she wants to come, I would certainly.
Some people have to work for a living, Anthony.
Oh, you hear this? Some people have to work for a living? Like
that's
I don't
funny.
Work?
Yeah, me
I
too.
Mean, I would love to have her come up and see you. I'll talk to her and see, and maybe I see if she come up for us.
Well,
yeah,
hopefully we'll have
a
lot more shows around here also. So.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you kiss my hand too.
Barbara said only if you kiss her hand too, Anthony. Okay.
Absolutely. Just
deal.
Don't tell my wife.
It's a deal. Helen, thank you, sweetheart. We have another
caller.
Oh,
my pleasure, honey. Anthony,
we
we'll see you next month, honey. Okay.
We love you.
Helen, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Helen. All right, sweetheart. Oh, that was so nice.
That was very nice.
We have another caller, guys.
Wow.
Hello, caller. They keep coming in.
Hey, yes, this is the Boogie Woogie Beagle Boy from Company B. I've been missing in action for a long time, but yeah, I was listening to this show tonight, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm hearing excellent singer here on the... Jerry Petito Show. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for that compliment.
Okay. Jerry,
wait,
congratulations. Huh?
Wait, thank you. But wait, sing for him, man. Give him a little something.
Hey, I'm already the bugle. I'm already the bugle, boy. You want me to get my bugle out?
Come on.
Come on, give
me
a little a boogie woogie bugle boy, Company B. Come on.
Hey, look, sir, look, I got to polish off my bugle, but I will give you a little taste, though. Here you go. Come give me your sadness. Take me through all this madness. Darling, don't you know with you I'm born again.
So wait.
Jer,
how
y'all like that? Out of a job, Jer.
Do not go anywhere, okay? This is Hoonie Baca Tune, okay? not only is he my fellow DJ on O&E, he is my good friend, and he is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Trainee. Huni Baka,
too. Wait a minute. He's a DJ, Jerry? He's a DJ, Jerry? Okay, all right. Let me find that out.
He just sang. But he just sang. Okay, so he...
He's a vocalist.
Okay. So, Huni Baka, too, and before we were so rudely interrupted, you are an International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shining, Huni Baka Tun. I love you. Tell everyone when your show is.
Yes, indeed. I got a show coming up Thursday. Please tune into that. Definitely got some special guests coming on, and I will be speaking about or sharing with the listening audience the healing effects of comedy, you know, with a lot of things that's happening into the world. You know, Jerry, you're always doing great things. And again, it's coming up Thursday. The name of my show is We Will Aware You. And I'm also the only one in O&E history to give the longest enshrinement speech in O&E history. Check it out. I think I must have spoke for about a half an hour.
We love you.
Anyway,
yes,
love you, Jerry.
Love you. Love you,
all right,
too.
Peace.
Thanks for calling, man.
Well, we have another caller.
Wow, geez.
All right, let's take our next caller. This is great.
This is muted, is that you?
Hello, caller. Hello.
Okay,
hey,
caller.
Hello.
Then they might just want to be in ice, and that's fine. We got another caller. And caller number seven, you're on line right now with the Jerry Pitito Show. You know what time it is, O&E Dynasty.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Dan.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Anthony, I just want to tell you, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to tell you, I've seen you multiple times over, I guess, the past few years, and always thought you were a phenomenal singer. And as of late, I think you've really become an excellent entertainer. When I come to see you, I mean, you put on a hell of a show. And, you know, aside from the voice, you've got the whole package.
Question I want to ask you.
You seem like on stage very natural, no issues, relaxed. Do you get stage fright? And if you do, how do you handle it?
That's a good question. So any of my family and my wife would tell you I am a nervous freaking wreck probably up until I get to the venue. And then for some reason, everything just goes away, and I get up there, and I just do what I do. And it just I don't know. It just goes away. I can't explain it. But
well,
saying that, yes,
good.
I do get stage fright.
All right, that's good, but you seem to be very natural and at ease when you're on stage, so I was just wondering about that.
And I'm constantly working on my stage presence as well, so it's a work in progress.
You're doing a hell of a job.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to say something to you guys. Wait, I want to say something to you, sir. You know what's really interesting? Even Elvis Presley, till his very last concert, I'm a huge Elvis fan, till his very last concert, he had stage fright on every single show. Before he got on that stage, they said he would pace back and forth until he got out. Once he got out, he was a different person. So even Elvis.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about this with performers like Carly Simon and Barbara Streisand, too. But they don't seem to show when they're on stage. So.
Right.
It's a weird thing. Before the show, you become this like nervous wreck, and I pace, too. But I pace at home. And then when I get there, I don't know. It just goes away. I can't explain it.
Well, it's good that it goes away, and it shows.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for that.
Looking forward to seeing you in December.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
So, we're going to play your track.
All right.
Our Hall of Fame DJ is going to hit us with your track.
Bring it on.
But before we go there, we have a chat for the first time in a long time on the Jerry Petito Show, and I'm glad to go there. And Anthony, this young lady, her name is Veronica, and she's calling in from one of the homes of W Nation back in the old days, right, Jerry? Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
And she says, what other artists do you do? I mean, what is your repertoire? Is it just the American Songbook, or do you do much, much more?
I do much, much more. If you saw the music in my phone, your head would spin. It goes from oldies like I do on stage, and then it goes to country, and then it goes to old hip-hop. It goes to classical. You name it, I got it on my iPhone.
All right, and that goes out to Long Beach, California. And, Jared, this is one of my favorites that I love from this man. A lot of times, you know, when we talk about nervousness, we always talk about, you know, how it is on the mic as well, you know what I mean, as a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. And I always say that people respect the mic when they're nervous, because when they come on, they do their thing. I love this song. This is my favorite from you. Let's go there.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Can I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately when I'm sleeping? Every dream I dream is you somehow. Have I told you why at nights alone when you're not near me? Well, darling, I'm telling you. Now, my heart would break in two if I should lose you. It's no good without you anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you? My darling, oh, my darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told alone when you're not with me? Well, darling, oh, darling, I'm telling you now. My heart would break in two if I should lose you. It's no good without you anyhow. Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. My sweet darling, I'm telling you now. Darling, I'm telling you now.
Well, our International Hall of Fame DJ and producer has great taste, because that song is one of the best.
It
and
is.
You did an
that's
incredible
an, that's an obscure
job
one, too.
With that.
I'm glad you guys played that.
Oh, my gosh, you did a great job.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh, amazing.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you would pick that one. That's one of the obscure ones that I did, and I'm really glad you guys enjoyed that.
Amazing, beautiful. So you're not going to believe this. We have another caller for you. Okay?
I guess I'm popular tonight, aren't you?
You're very popular. You're very popular. Let's have our caller.
You are very popular, sir. How you doing this evening, Jerry?
Hi, sweetheart. Tell everyone who you are.
This is Tara Strength of the Know Your Rights show. Hey, this is an outstanding show. You are very talented, Mr. Anthony. Very, very talented.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm enjoying.
I really appreciate that.
Yes, Jerry is always having great guests on her show. She does a fantastic job. That's why she's one of our Hall of Famers.
She's wonderful.
And I just wanted to call in to support the show, Jerry. This is an outstanding show. This guy has a beautiful voice. His voice, he sounds, he reminds me like a Bing Crosby. I mean, Bing Crosby or whatever.
Amazing.
Very, very, very interesting voice. The fact that he said his musical taste is so eclectic just shows how versatile he is. So I'm just really, I'm really enjoying the music, especially this time of year. This seems almost to fit. We're approaching Thanksgiving and everything. It just seems to fit. But anyway,
this
is a great show, Jerry.
Come out of our cave.
Right. This is a great show. I just want to support you, Jerry. You know, I love you, Hall of Famer. And so just call it in to say hello to everybody. And congratulations to the show. It's an outstanding show. And, Jerry, you know, you've been doing it. You've been doing it for a long time, so I'm not saying anything that's surprising to you.
But wait, don't go anywhere, because I want to say something about you as well. You are one of my favorite people. You have a heart of gold. From the moment you came on ONI and I got to talk to you a little bit, I fell in love with your personality and your heart and who you are. But I want everybody out there to know who you really are. So, Tara Strength, this guy right here, okay, Sonia Griffin Award. He won that for New Host of the Year, Tara Strength in 2020. He won that for New Host of the Year, the Sonia Griffin Award. And that was huge, okay? And I just have to tell you that you deserved it more than anyone, and your show is off the hook. I love you, my friend, and I'm hoping one day I'll get to hug you. Can you tell everyone when your show is?
Yes, but wow. Wow, I love you too, Jerry. My show is on the 23rd of this month, the Know Your Rights show with Tara Strength. It's on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 23rd, I believe. Yep.
It's amazing. Yeah, he's amazing, guys. Please check his show out. I just love you. Thank you.
It means a lot. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you for calling.
We have caller 9 in queue, okay?
9, wow.
All right, we had more. Two of them decided to stay on ice, as brother I would say. So let's take our 9th caller in queue.
Hello?
Who's calling?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, shoot. Oh, Lord, I didn't even know, boy. This unmuted got so daggone low. It's your true friend, Will of God. How you living?
Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm just trying to make it, but, you know, I can't make it unless I say it, but I can't say it loud, so I got to be real smooth and sexy with it. Jerry Potato! You know, you can say it like that, and it still got fragrance where it can mean something. Everybody can understand it when you can't get in trouble. Oh, God, it's good. Yo, what's up, Anthony? How you doing, dog?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
Oh, I'm acting a fool tonight. You know what I'm talking about? Yo, your music sound like your music. It was sound so good. I was like, yo, you know what? You could put it in the gangster movie, like, and now let your last day goodbye. And then, you know, they die with a smile on their face. But yo, man, you sound good.
Thanks, brother. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Man, I'm sorry I caught on late. Go ahead, Jerry.
Will
What's
God,
going on? Love
wait,
with the show. Congratulations.
Do not go anywhere yet. Do not. Thank you. Do not go anywhere yet. So this is the crazy guy, Ann, I was telling you about that I had a feeling would call in. We love each other, him and I. And he's an actor. He's a comedian. He's an incredible radio host. He's got it all going on. Will of God,
great.
Tell everyone about your show, baby, and when it is.
All right, my show is called Too Thorough, a Will of God, every fourth Friday, which is this Friday night, 9:30 p.m. I'm trying to have some fun. I have an open forum, so I want to do something, and my topic is going to be called New Information versus Old Information. What shall we receive 2021? Then I add some little flavor to it also. But it's great to actually hear the callers call in and just express themselves with some new information or some old information, and I just want to sit back and see what I receive. Oh my God, this is gonna be a trouble. Listen, I'm gonna be crazy, I'm gonna be wild, and I ain't gonna give a darn because there's no bar, it's an open forum. But y'all can follow me on YouTube. And to Will of God, or if it's too hard, just go to YouTube and put up Spontaneous TV by Will of God or Spontaneous TV by DJ Space Chill 322. It's time just to evolve, and I see that this world is about to change, and the best way to make us stay normal is music. So I love your music, man. Keep it popping, man, because without good music, we might be on frog time. Everybody jumping everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, God,
thank you so
I
much,
love
man. I really
you,
appreciate
man.
That.
Thank you for calling in. He's awesome, everybody. Check him out, Will of God. Oh, that's beautiful. So we have caller 10 in queue, and we have a very special lady. I think we have Ebony Dawn Starks, who is the O&E Syndicated Station new commissioner, and I think she's next. E. Davis, is that you, sweetheart?
Hi, Queen of O&E.
Hi, E. Davis. How are you, girlfriend?
I'm doing well. I just want to call and give you my support, let you know, tell you I love you. I'm enjoying your show. I wanted to say hello to your special guest. And
hello.
Hi, I'm just really enjoying the show, Jerry. So proud of you.
Listen, I love you, and I'm proud of you. Don't go anywhere. Tell everyone about your show, please.
My show is Strictly Business with E. Davis. I am an author, so I go by the pen name E. Davis, and I'm a business analysis. I give business tips, money management tips, ways of starting your own business, and ways to build your community.
And
it'll be on Thanksgiving.
It'll be on Thanksgiving?
Yes, ma'am. I will be Thanksgiving next Thursday.
So giving thanks for E. Davis.
Wow.
How cool is that?
I can't believe Thanksgiving creeped up that fast.
Okay.
I know.
She's amazing, Aunt. I'm not kidding you. She's the one who named me the Queen of O&E, okay? She's amazing,
yeah.
And I love her. And you know, E. Davis, thank you, sweetheart, for calling in so much.
You're more than welcome, Jerry. Continue to have a great night.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. So, Aunt, we have another caller.
Oh, wow. The never-ending
caller.
I love it.
Take our next caller. Hello,
Hello.
Caller.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, who's calling?
This is Pat Schaller. How you doing?
Hey,
hi,
there
Pat.
He is.
Hey, see, I woke up.
Hi,
no.
Pat.
How you doing? Nice show, great show. I apologize for calling
I finally got your
in.
Guy on,
yeah,
Pat. I
yeah,
finally
well,
got him.
Doing a great job. Great job with him. I apologize. I had trouble with my tin can and the string. I couldn't get the phone working right, but we got it. We got it here now. Listen, Jerry, you're doing a great job for him. And, you know, I'll just tell you a little bit. When he was mentioned the first time I met him, a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, said, come up and see this guy. He's really good. And I went up, and I hear that a lot. I've been in the business over 20-some years. I've done with Frankie Avalon and Bobby Wright down on the coasters and you name
right,
it.
And you're
going to
get me them, right? You're going to get me them, right?
I'll get them all. I got them in my
Continue, baby.
But anyway, I went up to see Anthony, and You know, I didn't expect a lot. I just went, okay, I want to see him. And when he sang the first song, and then I walked up a little closer and he sang the second song, I think the other fellow said to me, he's really good, isn't he? I said, no. I said, this guy's special. This is a special. Like I said, I've been in the business a long time. And when I tell you, this kid has got one fabulous voice, besides being a fabulous person, from a family that was fabulous. But this guy is the best. When I tell you, he's the best that I've ever heard. That's how good he is.
That's how I feel, Pat.
Who can get on the ground floor to see him now, well, he's just starting now. And like he said, that pandemic put him back. But I'm going to tell you something. This guy's going to go places because he is special. He is special. You know?
And we're going to go there together, Pat.
Yep, I can see after 20-some years, I can tell the people that. And he's just remarkable. That's all I can tell you. And I'm proud to be associated with him. He's a good guy, and he wants what's right in the world. He wants to do everything the right way for the people. And if you like music and you like entertainment, you like to go out to dinner shows and all and see the best, Anthony Delabarba. He's the best.
That's right. So,
thank you so much, Pat. And I would not be anywhere without you. I really appreciate everything that you do.
No, I'm doing nothing, Anthony. You, it's all you, bub. It's all you. You've got the talent. You got talent. The first minute I heard you sing, I said, this is a special artist. Yeah, there's good, and then there's great, and then there's great and special. You're great and special.
Yeah.
And I'm good looking too, right, Pat?
Oh, yeah, you're
right. Heck yeah, baby. I'll even say that, sweet pea.
Okay.
Listen, are you kidding me?
And Anthony, make sure you give the people the number again for the show that you want and a date. And because people, you've got to go out and hear this guy. You can really
get it. The show is at the Hibernia Club in Hamilton Square, New Jersey. It's December 12th. Dinner starts at 1 p.m. The show starts at 2:30 p.m. Please, everybody, call up. The number to call is 609-575-3013. Please call. Get your tickets. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
And Joe, amazing. I just want to say for a minute to you, thank you so much for working for him because you feel the same way I do about him. And people like you are special. And for him to get a start in his career, he needs people like you, and thank you very much for taking the time. And I'm going to ask one favor. I didn't hear everything on the show, but if you have me and Mrs. Jones or home, play either one of those, and I would love to hear that, okay?
Well, Pat, okay, so here's the deal, Pat. The show's almost over, and we're going to be doing closing thoughts.
Okay.
But once the so we won't be playing any music, but once the show is over, it's already on Facebook. I'll share it with you. And I don't know if you heard that he helped me break my 53rd record. So we'll have the numbers for you after the show. He's amazing.
Yeah.
So,
and that fellow, Will of God, this.
Will of God is great.
He's amazing.
That was
Will
an experience.
Is great. Yes.
Yeah.
Will of God is great. So, so we played the three tracks. That's all we can get in tonight. So we're going to have closing thoughts. But I love you, Pat, and thank you. And you're right. He's one of the best. So to say thank you to me, you can get me those other artists. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there for you, baby.
Hey, whatever you need. Whatever you need. I'm willing to help.
I want
you,
buddy.
And I love you too,
Pat.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah. And then I'm going to bring on, and then it's Ngozi time, and I'm going to bring on our Hall of Fame producer. So final thoughts for everyone out there. What would you like to say?
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank you, Jerry. You're so wonderful for having me on and just to help me skyrocket my career. This is really just my passion and my love in life. And anything that you can do or what Pat does, anything to get me to that point, I'm just so grateful for everything that you guys do. And I do want one last time. I know everybody's probably heard, but I'm going to plug it one last time. I got a show coming up on December 12th in Hamilton Square, New Jersey at the Hibernian Club. Tickets are on sale now. You can call 609-575-3013 to get them. Lovely buffet dinner. starts at 1 p.m. The food, I hear, is delicious. And believe me, I come from a restaurant background, so the food's not good. Yes. We got to get somewhere else. But this place, the food, I hear, is unbelievable. And then the show, of course, I get one at 2:30.
Well, I'm an Italian and I'm a chef, so I can tell you, and I've been there, the food is great. But before I bring on Ngozi, I would like to ask you to do everyone a little tiny favor. Okay, I want to thank you, first of all, for finally honoring me with this spotlight tonight of you. But can you just do, like, just a two-liner a cappella, please?
Absolutely. Let's do a "For Once in My Life, I've Got Someone Who Needs Me, Someone I Needed So Long." How's that? Is that good?
Oh, my gosh. You just made my night. Thank you, sweetheart. So
thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate
it. I love you. Everybody,
I love
it's Ngozi time. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Hall of Famer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that count that robbery to join us tonight, all the people that support us on a constant basis. I want to send a shout out to one person. That means a lot to me. We have a lot of people that listen to our shows, all of our hosts that listen to shows, if they call in or not. But one person called in tonight, Jerry, and she was not feeling well. And she was a trooper. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Mo Garman tonight. She was not feeling well, but she understands the history of Oney Dynasty and the tradition of Oney Dynasty is support. So thank you so much, Mo Garman. First of all, I got to talk to this young man right here. Anthony, first of all, I really enjoy you.
Thank you.
I'm a Cole Porter, you know, type of person. You know, a lot of times,
right.
You know, just in the spirit of giving, when it comes to, you know, being the disc jockey, you know, the Ella Fitzgeralds, the Sarah Vaughns, you know, the Billy Ecksteins, the Mel Tormes, the Doris Days,
right.
And of course, the great Frank Sinatra. You know, we need this type of music because back in the day, they felt the music, you know, with the pen. So they already knew the situation when they just allowed, you know, the spirit to go and you heard great music. So Nelson Riddle, you know, Jerry, if you don't mind, this show tonight is not only presented by Looking Glass Entertainment, but it's dedicated to Michael Smith. That's a very important person in my life, and I want to thank him. He knows who he is. Of course, Anthony Della Barber tonight is dedicated to you, and it's dedicated to the memory of Nelson Riddle and Cole Porter tonight. I thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me on. This has been wonderful, and I hope to be on again soon.
Wow.
And of course, to Geraldine Petito, the fraud from New York, even though she claims she's from New Jersey. I want to thank you so much for what you do on a constant basis and all of our hosts at Oney Dynasty, the outstanding work. We are international. So our numbers, you know, we have 5 billion people in the world, but we're blessed to have the numbers that we have and been doing this for 9 years. I want to send a shout out to the legendary Merc City Hip Hop program last night. Jared, it was the 9th anniversary of Merc City and their championship, and you now own that crown. Congratulations to the International Net Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, the Jersey Jewel, Jared Petito, on our 53rd on the syndicated station all-time connection record, 3rd consecutive, with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. I'm so proud of you, and mere words, it's nothing to really to say. You know, you've always proven you're well. You know, you're worth in gold. It's a privilege to be a producer here on Oney Dynasty, and it's a privilege for people to be here as well. And I say again, I remember back in the day, right, Jerry, we first came in 2018. It's the family affair. Let's get back to a family. Let's get back to supporting each other, because it's all about you getting your voice heard and definitely promoting your shows. Because when Jerry grows, when Merc City grows, you grow. And that's something that
the ancestors of Rodney Dynasty started. You know, shout out to all the folks out there that count that Robin on a constant basis to support. And tomorrow night on these Rodney stations, we have an outstanding host as well. Her name is Angela Thomas Smith, Walking in Purpose, 930 Eastern Standard, Rodney Dynasty. And W Nation is advertising the Oni, which is Ola Belly and Gozi Enterprise Research Course at www.lookinglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Primetime when at webnet.com. We're in Gozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Belly and Gozi Appearance Google Plus. Ola Belly and Malibu Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Jerry Petito Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments or suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay, dying goes with my and gmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio producer, Ms. Ronnie. But most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dunn and Malay, and Gozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now my favorite part of the show, Jerry Petito's poem. Good night, folks. Good night, all.
The Jerry Petito Show, guys. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Shoe Radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then. The station was named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany. My achievements. It's true. And you won't believe this. I swear this one's true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame along with Brother O. Who knew? In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Ola Belly and Gozi's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement. Without a doubt, he made it in. Now, in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded. It's done. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reached. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies. Get out of the dark. Let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict. I'm just an ass is the title of my book. Check it out. You won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info, I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everyone.